Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's sing what they were playing. It's number 12. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Shall we stand together? Faithful to you. Come on. Oh, some of you aren't too sure. But there are some of you right away. You know, he has been faithful. Amen? Take a look at this wonderful hymn. Have you noticed the words, or did we just do a church thing? You know, that's what we do. We start out with a hymn. But look at these mighty words. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, our Father. Oh, I'm so thankful for the day that His Spirit witnessed with my spirit. And you know, I cried, Abba, Father. Has that happened to you? Have you had that experience? Have you come into that relationship? You know, when that happens, then these precious anointed hymns mean a lot more than just a church song. Our Father, right? It goes on. It's so true, the second verse. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their choruses above, join with who?
All nature.
Boy, and that's perfect for here, right? You city people, well, you don't need my pity. But where I live, I have a beautiful lake. Maybe not, Carly, right? It used to be beautiful. But trees, and it's something to hear the birds. And when we're up here with the birds singing and beautiful nature, you know, all a part of God's plan. God's faithful. But what I want to get to is that if none of that appeals to you in this song, then the third verse has to. Pardon for sin. And what? A peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. And strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Is there anyone, if there's just one person in this room who knows this verse and its reality, say amen.
Amen.
That was okay. But you know, think about it. We have a bright hope for tomorrow. You listen to the news. I don't know. It could kind of zap your hope, right? But when we sing these glorious hymns and we sing about the faithfulness of our God, you know, I hope to get you a little bit excited about God's faithfulness.
Amen.
He is faithful. He's been so faithful for me and so sometimes so undeserving. You know, I haven't merited, but God's faithfulness, when I recount it, is amazing. I think of God's faithfulness to this camp. You know, my wife and I, we received via Sister Min Millward these wonderful bookmarks. I make bookmarks. I'm a little bit jealous. No, but this one's kind of nice. And 70 years of Pilgrim Camp. And we were talking about how faithful God has been to this camp. I shared with some new folks in the chapel. I said, our fellowship has a wonderful camp called Pilgrim Camp up in the Adirondacks. You've got to go. And they're considering it. And they said, oh, can we work there? And I said, well, let's hold that thought. I said, well, here's the thing I got to explain to you. No one who works at camp is paid. It's all volunteer. And that has happened for 70 years. Is that incredible? That's God's faithfulness. It's tremendous. And when my wife and I were recounting, I said, you know, Diane, I realized something, that I have been a part of this camp for 45 years. And I'm only 46. 45 years. I came as a 13-year-old. Yeah. I can't wait for the day that I get to preach sitting down. But you know, I said, you know, thank God that this precious camp has been a part of my life and her life and your life, because God has been faithful to this camp. God has been absolutely faithful. You know, there's so much I can say, but about how God has been faithful not only to this camp, but to us, and you have a chance to say that too. So we're going to sing that third verse again. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. It's number 12 if you close your book. And you know, let's worship him this morning. On this Sunday morning, let's join our voices with the whole church of God and praising him and glorifying his name. Let's sing it.
Pardon for sin.
Come on, let's sing it. thank you, our Heavenly Father, on this day. We thank you that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the body of Christ here at camp, and Lord, throughout the fellowship, throughout this land, all that have come together to exalt your name, to thank you, Lord God, first for who you are, our Heavenly Father. We wouldn't have known you except for your Son, Jesus Christ. We would have just been strangers. But Lord, he drew us in. He loved us while we were yet sinners. He took us in and accepted us as we are. And we're so grateful because of the grace of Jesus Christ, but because of his love, and because of his sacrifice, that we're received as we are. But you make us what we ought to be. You're changing us. You're working in us. You never give up on us. You're faithful, O God. We're thankful that we know you. And we're thankful, God, for your faithfulness, that you keep us, that you supply. So we join our voices with all the church of Christ. And we give you praise and thanks, Lord. We ask that you'll meet all your people today, Lord, and touch them and lift up the hands that hang down. Anoint heads, Lord, we pray. We ask for those that are, Lord, that are in need of a physical touch, that, Lord, you'll meet them and touch them, quicken them. We pray that the very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken their mortal bodies. We trust you to do that, Lord. We're thankful that our healing is in that atonement, Lord, and we give you praise for that. We just thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, that even now, as there are gathering clouds, perhaps, and in this land, that we see thy kingdom coming, thy will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And we ask that this day your kingdom will go forward in a greater way. We pray that souls, Lord, on this Sunday will come to know Jesus in a real and mighty way. Know that their sins are covered and that they're saved by the blood of the Lamb. We believe you to do this, and we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? It's so good to praise the Lord. So good to worship the Lord. And, you know, I'm thankful that, as I mentioned, that I learned to worship, and I learned to praise the Lord. Have you? You know, I didn't always care for it. Came into the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church as a 10-year-old. My whole family came in, and I've shared before how it was we thought it was a Thanksgiving feast. That's what my brother told us, a Thanksgiving feast at the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church. Come on in. His friend had invited him, and we thought, well, we were a little hesitant. At first, we were like, yeah, a free meal, this could be good. And we found out that it wasn't quite that. And then Reverend Jim Schulteis showed up, knocked on our door, and said, it's not quite a feast like you think. It's a spiritual feast and Thanksgiving, but you're very much welcome. And then he left, and I remember my parents going, I don't think we'll be going to that. But we did, and they took us. And here we went, and it was so different. At that time, just my mother and I were going to the Methodist Church in town, the Kingsburg Methodist Church, and liking it very much. So it was quite different when we came in, and all these people are worshiping and praising the Lord, lifting their hands. And we thought, well, this is quite different. Let's never come here again. But we felt the presence of Jesus, which we never had experienced before. And, you know, though it was different, and although we didn't care for all of the outward, you know, praise, we couldn't understand it. How could we understand it? We didn't know Jesus. You know, you just don't join in, right? But when you come to know Christ, the natural reaction is to worship him, of course. And so we began to go to the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church. And we began to understand but more come to know the Lord Jesus in a real way. But I want to just relate to you the experience of my sister Helena. Helena, we called her Turtle because she never hardly said a peep. She was very inward. No. She was a lot of turmoil, but just quiet turmoil. And she never made a peep. So when I remember our years in church, little by little, my family got worship, you know. I remember seeing my mother raise her hands and worship the Lord. My father was a little bit slower with that until Christ moved in him. And, you know, as I mentioned, when the presence of the Lord comes, you can't help but say, I magnify you. But Helena, very much an introvert, until one Sunday evening, Helena, she surprised us all. Her hands went up, and she began to shout to the Lord, Amen. Jesus, I love you. Amen. Jesus, I praise you. Oh, hallelujah. And, you know, it was amazing to see. Jesus had come to her in a very real way. And, of course, she got home. And being a sibling, we all kind of teased her. Well, you got blessed tonight, didn't you? You got blessed. What happened to you? She didn't like it. We almost pushed her back into her shell. But Christ was working in her. And I want to encourage us, let's praise him while we're here at camp. Let's worship him. Now, look, if you come from a church and they don't do that, I promise you, I won't say a word. I won't write your pastor saying, oh, by the way, so-and-so, when they were here at camp, just so you know, Pastor, they raised their hands. And Pastor, I hate to tell you, but Sally, she testified. This is disturbing. And I want to tell you about Fred. Fred shouted hallelujah. Hold the phone. Wait a minute. You're never going back to that camp again. Wouldn't that be silly, right? Well, I promise you I won't tell anyone. And no one. Well, this will be our little camp secret, okay? All right. Oh, this will be edited from there. But feel the liberty of the Holy Spirit and worship him. Now, I remember there was Dr. Tenney was here, and if you don't know who he is, you educate yourself on him, but a great scholar and a good friend of Reverend Gardner, the first director of camp. He was here, and he was a Baptist pastor, and he often said that testifying was like undressing in public. And that was his way of encouraging us to testify. But he also went on to say that to stand up and declare and decree the greatness of God, to decree that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is perhaps the most healthiest spiritual thing you can do. And so I pass that on to us all as well. We're going to sing number 50 in our hymnal. I will praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that our brother Bill Rodriguez is here. I asked him to share a little something with us, and I hope to hear more from him Monday evening. I'm thankful this is a good brother that we spent some time up here together. And, I'll share a little bit more about him and hopefully see if I could get him to turn red with some of my stories. But we'll leave that for a later date. Well, come on, let's sing this. I will praise him. Thank you, Lord.
Said, well,